This is part two of Live and Shore January 2026. You can have a listen to part one at soundsmint.co.uk.
Right, this is the first song I ever sung at one of these events. It's not mine. I'll sing one of mine after. This was Hurt. This is one of my own, called Never Be Enough. Out of sight. a supply with the God-given rights. Why don't we ask why? A standard's not low, no, they slowly die. So this spoils and the glow. From all our tragic stories, the bees are now swarming. It's a word of warning, but when has the interpretation ever been peace? Trees are forming an alliance with the birds, but when has the interpretation been left? The crest of the earth. Only hope is for a shred of humanity. See the people as the future, the only thing worth the dime. Now the bees are swarming. That's a word of warning. When is the interpretation in peace? And the trees are forming in an alliance with the birds. When has the interpretation been love? Misinterpreted and misunderstood. An opportunist? That's not even a word. Not a real white dove. You'll be okay. You made it the right stuff. You'll still play, but it'll never be enough. It'll never be enough. It'll never be enough. It'll never be enough.
Sorry, that's really new, that one. Thank you.
Next up, we've got Elvis from Hope Street Kitchen, and he's going to share with you what they do. So I reached out to him because I wanted him to come here and talk about what they do, because I think it's really good and really important. I've attended one of their events before. You had a Black History Month event that I attended, really enjoyed it. I thought it was really powerful, really important. So go and follow them. And so then, when he has future events, we can have even more people come and be part of it and hear the stories that need to be told, I need to be heard, I need to be understood. But yeah, I'll introduce you to Elvis. So can you have a round of applause? And he'll tell you more about what they do.
I'm Elvis. Nice to meet you all. My name is Elvis, but I'm not here to sing or anything like that. I'm just here to discuss a little bit about what we do. So who we are, Aim for Hope Community, our heartbeat is simple. It's to create positive opportunities for children, young people, and families across Wivenshaw. We believe that when we invest in young people and we support families and we create spaces where people feel valued and connected and the whole community rises, and this is another one of them events. So I'm so happy to be here. So thank you, Taryn, for the invite as well. One of our major things that how we started is we was running holiday clubs that we still do. This is our longest running initiative, and we've been doing this since 2021. So it's about 5 years that we've been doing holiday clubs. And during the school breaks, me and Abiola, we're both teachers in schools as well. So we've worked a lot with young people and teachers and social workers and SENCOs. And we've done a lot of things. So it was only right for us to go into something that impacted, because we was there. We could see the kids every day. We create safe, active, fun environments for children and young people. And for many families, what people don't actually understand, it isn't just for the young people, but it's also helping the families. We're creating a lifeline. We're offering structure for the children. We're offering food. All the children that come to our holiday club, they're fed, activities, and a place where children can thrive socially and emotionally. It's more than just childcare. And again, it links back to something that is really close to our heart, and it's that community support. And we're offering that community support throughout. Secondly, what we also do is that every single week, every Thursday, only at Benchill Community Centre, we run football sessions that have become a staple for many young people across the area. So this is Wivenshaw, Woodhouse Park, Benchill, Bagley, everywhere. They come there on a Thursday, 4 till 6. We're running sessions there, football sessions. Again, this is a chance for them to stay active, a safe environment after school. We've seen a lot of young people in the community probably getting up to things that they shouldn't do, but coming to an astral turf that is open, it's free, they come and play football. Again, it's a positive outlet to build confidence, discipline, and teamwork, working with people from different areas of Wivenshaw as well. So that's something else that we do. Women's netball sessions that we do here at the Forum every Wednesday. Abiola is a founder. That's his baby. That's it. That's what he's been doing. How long have you been doing it now, Abiola? 4 years. So that's been running at the Forum, 7 till 8. We do this again. This is to give women and young ladies a chance to get into sport, to stay active. It's a supportive place. They get active, improve fitness, and they're building friendships also. It's become more than a sport, and it's like, again, another mini community in there. We've got a lot of young ladies that are getting involved. We've got women who are pushing past 50, 60 that are getting involved, and it's just a place to come and get active. And this is probably our newest initiative that we launched in August at Manchester Carnival. But we've been thinking about Hope Street Kitchen for a long, long time. And again, a lot of people might think, yeah, it's a food van and we're just selling food and that's what we want to do. But it's a bit more than that. It's more than a food project. It's a long-term vision, and it's to offer something that we've been lacking in the community. And it's that diverse sort of food, and we're offering people to go and enjoy food. But again, we're having chats with people as they're coming. Homeless people are coming there, getting fed for free. I'm proud to say that over Christmas time, we've managed to feed over 60 homeless people. So that is something that we're really, really proud of as well. So that's what we're trying to do. But yeah, again, it's more than what it looks on the outside. Why we actually started Hope Street Kitchen is, like I said, me and Abiola are teachers. And we've worked in schools, and we've seen a lot of young people, when they're leaving school, there's not something that they're leaving to go into. There's not really that many opportunities. So when we was looking at the hospitality and catering route that people could go. And eventually, Hope Street Kitchen will be there offering jobs, opportunities for them young people as well. So, and then the latest one that is not off the ground yet. It's slightly off the ground, but not fully off the ground. Again, this is again working with them young leavers. Luckily, we've had a chance to get a group of five girls from MEA High School who have left school, again, not knowing really what to do with their future. Aim for Hope, we've offered them, paid for them for a full nail course that they've all completed successfully, and now we have their little side hustle now that they're taking over is Perfect Pamper, and that is training again young girls into beauty and self-care, supporting them school leavers into entrepreneurship and building confidence and independence. So this is for them to be in charge of their future and take control, and something that will be coming at Benchill Community Centre every last Thursday of the month. The girls will be there offering their nail service for a subsidised price of £15. So if girls, if you need to get your nails done, fellas too, if you want to get your nails done, I know I do sometimes, come down please and show the girls some support as well. Just lastly, all these projects, the holiday clubs, the sports sessions, Hope Street Kitchen, Perfect Pamper, they're all rooted in the same belief, and that belief is that when hope grows, when people are given opportunities, support and community. So we're committed to continuing this work and expanding it so that young people, more families and individuals can benefit. So that's what we're trying to do. So I appreciate you all. Thank you for listening.
Next, we are going to be welcoming Andy Burr to the stage.
Cool, my name's Andy. It's great to be here. I am the new minister of William Temple Church, just beside B&M. Me and my family, my wife and two kids called Ivy and Ezra, we moved here about 9 months ago. You might have seen lots of work going on outside the church. We've got our heating fixed, which is great for the first time in I think like 55 years or something. So we've got some national funding help for that. But Amanda told me about this event and said I should come down. So here I am. I'm going to sing a song. It's a song that some people sing in churches, but it's I've never done it before, just the FYI. But the guy that sings it has an amazing range, so we'll see how that goes for me as well. But it's called, it's a song about this amazing guy that we as Christians follow called Jesus, and about the amazing God that he is. And you might recognise some names, some stories. If you get the hang of it, then feel free to join along as well. But it's a bit of fun. We'll see if I can make the guy's range as well. So we'll go for it. Yeah. Okay, good. Ooh, 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 ooh. I wanna dance like David. There we go, slow. I'm gonna start slow. There we go. Okay. I wanna dance like David. I wanna faith like Paul. I wanna sing like Silas tearing down the prison walls. I wanna face that fire and what burn we though. God's got my back, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I wanna walk like Moses, right through the waves. One day I'll see the promised land, no longer slaves. Though the fear is talking, no, it can't take out my faith. I'm gonna praise, I'm gonna praise, I'll praise a man. Ooh, there we go, okay. Mountain moving, body breaking, breaker of chains, gonna praise, I'm gonna praise, I'll praise a heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names, that's who I praise. I want a gift like Mary, I want to break my vase. I want to sleep like Daniel, even in a lion's cave. I'm going to get that promise, just like Jericho. Yeah, I know what will make it for. I'm going to praise, I'm going to praise. I'll praise a mountain, moving body, raging breaker of chains. Going to praise, I'm going to praise. I'll praise a heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. He is a lion of Judah. He is a lamb that was slain. The only one who's worthy, worthy, worthy of all of his names. That's who I praise. He is a risen Messiah. He is the Ancient of Days. The only one who's worthy, worthy, worthy of all of his names. That's who I praise. That's who I praise. I'm praising mountain, moving body, raising breaker of chains. Gonna praise, I'm gonna praise. praise. I'll praise the heaven seated, undefeated, highest of names. That's who I praise. That's who I praise. That's who I praise. That's who I praise. I want to love like Jesus, that kind of grace. I want to live like I've got no more precious time to waste. I'm going to give him glory with all my thanks, because there's no greater, stronger, higher name. That's who I praise. Wow. That guy sings high, blimey. That's it from me. Just to say hi and welcome. It's been great to sing. Just to let you know a couple of things. We are open at 11 on Sundays. If anybody wants to come down, you don't have to be anyone. You don't have to have come for church for 50 years. You're all welcome to come and join us at 11 at William Temple Church. And also, we've got an Alpha course as well that starts this Wednesday. And that is from 7:30 to 9. It's free. There's food, there's a video, and there's discussion. And it's basically some videos on like topics of the Christian faith. So like general topics of the Christian faith, everyone's welcome to come down. We're a friendly bunch of people. We've got some of the guys here as well that come down as well.
Right, so we've got some some poems in the anonymous box. Woo! Thanks. So I'm going to read this one, and then whoever the author is, I don't know. But I'll give you the opportunity to... I do know. But again, I'll give you the opportunity to own it if you wish to, so I'll hide that. So it says, childhood memories. Oh, the simple life of a child, not a worry in the world, just running wild. Jumping off swings when they're high in the air, not being afraid to accept a dare. Saving up your pennies for your favourite sweet, ice cream thumps that sugary treat. The best ever snowball and water fights, special occasions like bonfire nights. The only girl in a family of four brothers, the teasing, fighting and love like no other. The gullible sister who would always speak during a game of hide and seek. Always wanting to stay over when round at your mates, hoping mums would keep talking so it would be too late. Your favourite doll, your favourite games, your favourite teddy bear named James. Oh. Special occasions when all the family's together, hoping this night would last forever. Oh, thank you for reading this for me. I appreciate it. You're a star. If you want to own the poem, hold your hand up. This is Natasha Harkin, and she wrote that beautiful poem. My friend Megan's going to read the next one out. So Megan didn't write it, but she's going to read it. And again, if you want to own it at the end, raise your hand and we'll point at you and go, it was you.
I'd just like to start by saying, at the end of this poem, I think there's Latin, so I'm going to do my very best with that. The title is, On What a Mother Gives. You gave me my life and then gave me yours too. You give me your breath as it escapes your body. Coming very last in your own life, living so selflessly and vicariously. You inspire me. You inspire what I do and what I must do. You love me so completely, and I love you because you gave me my life and then gave me yours too. Siempre te apoya. And that is the end. Would the author like to reveal themselves? Whee! Oh, well done, that was beautiful.
Angelo will be performing for you later. He's on Jazz Sand on the list. But also, we've had a couple of people, so can we have Kathy and Margaret? But whoever wants to go first.
It's called A Soliloquy for Suki. Stranded on a frosty Friday afternoon near a memorial garden, a fiendish forewarning. Instead of a vroom vroom, we heard a chug chug. Suki, don't leave us, stranded. We shivered and quivered, a glacial breeze numbing bones and fingers. Suki, don't leave us, stranded. A day of dilemmas, reading glasses forgotten, policy documents forgotten. No Wi-Fi data, Tesco mobile, Hughes thumbs down. Poorly chosen summer clothes in January. stranded. Coffee quickly turns lukewarm. Feet stamp to quicken the blood. Shoulders tense. Posture like a vulture ready to take flight. AI customer service ignores our profanity. The orange ambulance arrives. Dr. Rack to the rescue. Scalpels and spanners. Defibrillating jump leads. Suki, don't leave us. Dr. Rack announces that the spark is fading. Her battery heart is flatlining. Stranded. A death certificate created on a laptop. Suki has left me. 22 years my faithful companion. Loyal to the end. Any other car I could never have been fonder than my green Civic Honda.
I'm going to read a poem. I wrote this after my mum died 5 years ago when we were going through her clothes and sorting them out, you know, as you do. Anyway, this one's called Wear Your Best Clothes. So, wear your best clothes, meet with your friends, drink champagne and eat cake in stilettos and stoles. Wear your best clothes, pashminas and pearls, sashay to the market, wearing heels and chapeaux. Wear your best clothes. Go on, show them off. Celebrating on occasions, swathed in black velvet bows. Wear your best clothes. Pirouette on the patio. Ride train, bus and bike, draped in red feather boas. Wear your best clothes when your hair is a mess and your nails need filing with silver rings on your toes. Wear your best clothes. Don't hide them away like guilty secrets. Put them on display. Wear your best clothes, show off your finery. Don't save them for your funeral, please wear your best clothes. Thank you. I've got a couple of little ones if I've got time. You throw me off when, you know, when you've had enough.
All right.
Right, this is called There Is No Magic Pan Fairy. Don't just fill up the sink and dunk the pan's lid deep. I'm sorry to inform you, they won't wash themselves if that is what you think. There is no magic pan fairy, she just doesn't exist. No wonderful wand to wave, no mystical spell, so persist and go grab that scourer. Get elbow deep in soapy suds, give them a really good scrub. Use elbow grease and gumption, then rinse and dry. Give it a try, rubber dub, dub, dub. If there was a magic pan fairy, we would not be standing here. We'd be sitting in the garden, drinking wine in the sun and guzzling lots of beer. Thank you. This is called Life Is Not Fair. The cricket ball shot past Johnny and crashed through the classroom window. Billy said, "Your turn to bat," and disappeared just like that. Charlie yelled out, "Look out, it's Miss Williams." "It wasn't me," poor Johnny cried. But Miss Wilkins was on the warpath, and without any evidence, she decided he'd lied. As he wrote his 100th line, Johnny began to whine. "Unfair, it was Billy what done it, see? It's him should be here, not me." "It isn't fair," Charlie agreed, "that Billy ran away at such speed. Next time we play cricket, we'll use him as the wicket." Thank you.
That's the end of part two at Livinshaw January 2026. It was hosted by Taryn and Sam and arranged by the team at Livinshaw. Listen to part one from last week and catch part three by checking out our website or subscribing to us on most popular podcast platforms. This podcast was produced and recorded by Mint Sounds, and it was recorded at the Livinshaw Library Creative Space. Discover more at soundsmint.co.uk.